Project Management Insights, providing project managers with professional development in the interpersonal skills areas of leadership, team building, and communication. Have you noticed what happens to the way you interact with others when you want to win or be right? If you got to speak to someone to gain their support or ask them to do something specific for your project, and you meet them with the mindset that they don't know what they're doing or they are wrong and you are right, then there's no way that you're going to get what you want. There is a saying that says, and yes, it's a bit cliched, winning isn't everything. And that is really true. And it's the same thing for being right. The best way to get what you want is to go in with a willingness to create a win-win mindset. And yes, it's probably one of those things that you've heard before and you think, oh, please, just give it up. Well, I can tell you now that it's a very good place to be, because when you go into a meeting or a situation in asking, wanting, or needing something from someone, and you go in from this place, most of the time you are going to get what you want. Things just come into my head, funnily enough, of a small child, that picture of a small child who wants an ice cream. And they go to their mother, and what do? But yell and scream and whinge and complain because they want an ice cream. 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 What happens? More often than not, they don't get an ice cream. And yet, if they walked up to their mum and said, can I have an ice cream? Without emotion, simply expressing what they want, then more often than not, she would give them an ice cream. You would get the ice cream that you wanted. So it's no different when you're in a work situation with people in your teams, people outside of your teams. It's no different. So how do you create that win-win mindset, you ask? Especially if you're dealing with someone that has an attitude or believes they know everything. Now, of course, this is your belief, isn't it? You're sitting on this other side of the table or the other side of the idea of having a meeting or a discussion with these people, and you go in with the idea that, you know, you already know what they're going to say. You already know how they're going to react. And you go in against them from the start. No different to needing to be right. No different to having to have the final say. No different to believing that they're wrong or they're going to not give you what you want. Lots and lots of beliefs here that are going to get in the road of you openly negotiating and being in a space of mutuality with the other person. So here are some tips for how to get yourself into that win-win space or the win-win mindset when you're wanting something from someone that you have a big story about. The first tip is drop your story about the other person. Now, this might be easier said than done sometimes, because you do believe they have a particular attitude or that they will respond to you in a certain way. But what if you put all of that story inside a locked box just once and went to talk to the person as if you were meeting them for the first time? What do I mean when I say meeting them for the first time? Well, go in with an open mind. You never know what might happen. My second tip is speak to them as an equal. When you interact with people that you have a story about, you'll be different in what you say and how you say it. If I go into a meeting with the mindset that the other person's going to make me wrong and make them right, then everything that I say will have a defensive tone to it. Or worse, it will be combative and I'll be aggressive in the way that I speak and interact. Now, what happens when I show up like that? Well, naturally, the other person's going to be just as defensive and combative. So we go to war. Not a great place to get into a win-win situation. And yet, if I'm able or you're able to see them as equal and that you both have the ability to win, even though it's not really about winning anything, then you might speak to them in a less emotional way. The whole point of this is to be able to come in a space of being non-emotional. And that's not often easy when you have this story and the person triggers you. So the third tip is to notice when you become emotional. And yes, I know that emotions are not normally spoken about in the workplace, and yet I'm sure that you will and do notice for yourself when something happens when you're in a conversation that has a shift in your internal balance. You notice that you're not feeling okay. You notice you're feeling hot. You notice you're feeling flustered. You notice that your body's tensing. You notice you're feeling anxious. You do notice your emotional response kick in. And noticing this reaction inside you is the first point of awareness. And that awareness, with that awareness, the awareness that you're becoming emotional, from that place, you can learn to be aware of it, take a breath, pause a moment, calm yourself down, and put yourself back into a place of rationality without the emotion. Because you can't be rational when you're emotional. You just can't think straight. And that's what I said, when responses then become aggressive, or you become assertive in a way that's dictatorial or combative, like you go to war with the person. And that's not the great place and the best place to create win-win and to get what you want. The fourth tip here is to be open to listening. And this ties in again that the moment you become emotional, you lose the ability to listen. And yes, I'm talking about really listening to what the other person has to say. The only way you can do that is to shut off what's going on in your mind. Be quiet. Be quiet internally. Be quiet in your mind. No running story about them, their reaction, what they think, what they believe, what they want. Just quieten your mind. And in that place, you then will be open to listening, giving them the opportunity to speak. And when you allow them to speak, listen to their story. And here it is, a story. So it's as if you're on the outside listening to a storyteller. What have they got to tell me? What's their story? They have just as strong a set of beliefs that are running in and running how they're reacting and acting too. And if you're able to listen to what they say as a story, you might learn something, and it might be something to help you find a compromise or a way to create a win-win. But when you're not open to listening, when you're believing that what they're saying is all about you, or all about winning against you, or all about being, you know, counter to what you want, then you won't be able to listen with an open mind. And from this place and this place only, you might find the ability to consider for a moment that you may be wrong and they may be right. And I don't like using wrong or right, because there really is no wrong or right. There's my opinion and their opinion. This might be a tall ask, and I think anything's possible. So notice I didn't say that they are right. All I said is to look at the possibility of them being right. There's really no right or wrong, simply opinion. You think your way is the right way. They think their way is the right way. That's all. Being open to possibilities means you might be a little more open to seeing different perspectives or hearing other ideas. Give it a try. Every little change that you make regarding how you meet the other person in a situation, meeting, discussion, you know, whatever it is, wherever it is, where you want something, will have an impact on the outcome. And all you need to do is make a small change on your side. This is not about them changing in any way. It's about you being more open. Being more open to meet them as an equal, as a person that has a right to a voice, as a person that has ideas. Those ideas might not meet yours, they might not match yours, and that's okay. It's being willing to have that and know that you have a right to speak, they have a right to speak. Let's just hear each other out and see where we can go from there. It's one way to create that win-win. And ultimately, that's what you're wanting when you want something to be done, to be created, to be developed. You want it to be developed and you're asking them to do it. And this is about asking, isn't it? It's not about telling. Till next week.
Thank you for listening to this Project Management Insights podcast. Be sure to visit projectmanagementinsight.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter or to receive updates on upcoming training.